Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Oftentimes, when something goes wrong in our life, our first reaction is to find someone to blame. Mo Russell says that's natural, but it's a trap that can stifle passion and creativity. In his highly acclaimed book, Take the High Road to Personal Accountability, Mo shares his personal life and business stories to help you forgive, be honest with others and yourself, and live a well-balanced life with character and integrity. Mo is co-founder of Russell Consulting Group, a leading provider of marketing and financial advice to crop and livestock producers in North America, a frequent speaker on motivation, planning, and entrepreneurship, authored over 200 articles for major agricultural publications like Farm Journal, international consulting experience in Hungary, Czechoslovakia, the Middle East, and South Africa, and past president of the American Society of Agricultural Consultants and a certified agricultural consultant. Mo graduated from Iowa State University with a degree in agricultural business and earned an executive MBA from the University of Nebraska at Omaha. Grew up on a diversified grain and livestock farm near Monticello, Iowa, still involved in production agriculture. Mo Russell, author of Take the High Road to Personal Accountability, Incorporating Self-Responsibility, Character, and Integrity into Your Life, is our guest on This Week in America. Mo, a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you very much, Rick. Pleasure to be here.
So much to talk about. What a distinguished career that you've had and continuing to have, and we'll talk about that in a second. But I love the title, Take the High Road to Personal Accountability. Why did you decide to write this book?
Well, Rick, one thing I've observed in watching people throughout my life is whenever people have adversity, problems, mistakes, challenges, their first reaction is, who can I blame? And so I also call this the victimization attitude, Rick. It's kind of the woe me attitude or entitlement attitude. However, it is a very natural reaction because as I comment on the in the book, Rick, the first two people on earth in the Bible book of Genesis, what happened when they got in trouble? Well, the man blamed the woman.
Yes.
And the woman blamed the serpent.
Yes.
And so that's the major reason I wrote the book. Plus, I wanted a quick read, a short book to share my personal and business experiences to improve people's attitude and character and integrity.
Well, the book does that. It's a very simple read. You can go through it. You'll learn a lot. It's a book you'll keep out and go back and reference from time to time as various situations come up in your life. And it has examples in there from Mo's life. The name of the book is Take the High Road to Personal Accountability, Incorporating Self-Responsibility, Character, and Integrity into Your Life by Mo Russell. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. I just touched briefly on your background. What a fascinating background in agriculture and consulting and international business that that Mo has had. Talk a little bit about yourself, the background, because you really approach this topic from a unique perspective, don't you?
Yes, I was born and raised on a farm in eastern Iowa. I have five brothers, so I grew up as a farm boy. Don't have any sisters. There were six boys in the family. It was a very neat experience. I went to college in, graduated from Iowa State University with a degree in agricultural business and spent 26 years working in corporate America for Farm Credit Services of America. And that was a great experience.
You know, it's interesting, again, the background that you have that you bring to the perspective of your book, Take the High Road to Personal Accountability, and agriculture. And we've hopefully got some time at the end of the program to talk about the state of agriculture today. It's fascinating, the changes that you've seen from a young boy working on the family farm to being involved in the business today. With all that you've done, all the people that you've come in contact with, all the consulting that you've done over the years, do you have any heroes, people that maybe have impacted your life, shaped who you are?
I sure did, Rick. Three I'll mention right now. One is Peter Drucker. He's a very well-known author and
yes.
consultant, and I've read most of his works, some of which I talk about in the book. But what I learned, one of the reason Peter Drucker is one of my heroes is he had a quote in one of his books that said, "Character and integrity by itself accomplishes nothing, but its absence faults everything." And I've never forgotten that in my life because it's very, very true.
Yes.
Another hero I've got is Roger Staubach. He was a Heisman Trophy winner in the early 70s when I was in college and very impressionable young man. And he was a football player for Navy, won the Heisman Trophy, and I'm sure he could have gotten huge NFL contracts, but he kept his commitment and spent 4 years as a naval officer in the military. And I never forgot that. That was real impressionable to me, is that, and that's what I learned about keeping commitments. The third hero I've got in my life is a young man, 18 years old today. He's a football player for a basketball player for Iowa State University. He's a freshman. He lost his father he's from Milwaukee, lost his father when he was 6 years old, and lost his mother midway through eighth grade. And one of his quotes is, he said, "You know, life happens. Life keeps on going. The sun keeps coming up and the sun goes down. And the moon comes out and the stars are going to shine." And I just think that's a tremendous, inspirational young man that has gone through tremendous adversity in his life. And it's very important to me to have people and heroes that can be an example for my life and for other people's life.
Those are three perfect examples of several generations represented there, especially impressive coming from an 18-year-old who's able to take all of this adversity and put it into perspective. Our guest on the program is Mo Russell. Mo is the author of the book, Take the High Road to Personal Accountability, book available Amazon, all the usual places, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In the book, Take the High Road to Personal Accountability, you mentioned the importance of having written goals. So many questions involved in that, because it's one thing to have goals. It's another thing to be able to implement them. Talk about the importance of having written goals.
Yes, Rick. In 1951, a group of interviewers interviewed the graduating class from Yale University. And they asked them a series of questions, but most of the questions were centered around the question, do you have written goals? 4% of the 1951 graduating class from Yale University had written goals. 20 years later, the same group of interviewees interviewed the surviving members of that same 1951 graduating class. This was 20 years later in 1971. The 4% that had written goals had accumulated more wealth than the other 96% combined. And that really made an impression upon me of the importance of having written goals. And I've done that in my life. I had a written goal that I wanted to have my MBA by the time I was 50 years old. And I was working for Farm Credit Services at the time, and I learned about a weekend MBA program at the University of Nebraska in Omaha. And it was a 2-year program. And so when I turned 48, I did the math and enrolled in the program. And I earned my executive MBA degree 3 months before I turned 50 years old. And I really believe, Rick, I would have never done that had I not had the written goal of doing that.
That's a fantastic accomplishment, especially realizing how busy and so many things you had going on in life and fulfilling that. When you have a written goal, is that sort of like a promise to yourself? Is that what makes that maybe, rather than just thinking about it, you put it in the back of your mind, you've got that there, and it's sort of like, I'm saying to me, I'm going to do this.
Yes, and I believe those people that do have written goals review them periodically.
Yes.
So that's a reminder of a commitment that you made to yourself, and I think that is partly why it's such a great thing to do.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned going back and reviewing those. How often should you write goals, and how often should you go back and update those? Maybe something you did 5, 6, 7 years ago, no longer you even want to achieve that. How often should you go back, review, and revise?
I think once a year, Rick, would be fine, because it's you don't want to have the process too overwhelming. And as you said, maybe some of your goals change. And so I think if you review them once a year and that brings them to the front of your mind and change them and keep them, keep doing that, I think that's an excellent practice.
When you do written goals and you're talking about it, it's pretty easy to get overwhelmed if you don't put a limit on. You're doing a to-do list and all of a sudden you got 43 things you're going to do tomorrow. And yeah, right, if I get through 2 or 3 of these, I'm going to be lucky. How many is realistic? Is there a number you put on that, or just be realistic and figure, okay, I can't do any more than this. This is not achievable.
I would say, Rick, 5 or less.
Okay, good.
That, you know, they don't have to be real exhaustive, and that keeps the process simple.
Mo Russell, our guest on the program. The book we're talking about is Take the High Road to Personal Accountability, Incorporating Self-Responsibility, Character, and Integrity into Your Life. Mentioned before the young man that you look up to, the 18-year-old that went through so much personal adversity. Chapter 2 in your book, you share the experience of losing your 20-year-old son, Jared. Talk about how you handled that. Talk about a situation where it'd be pretty easy just to sort of, fold, turn in the cards and go on with life, sort of walking through, making the motions. How did you deal with that?
Yes, Rick, it was a very traumatic experience, as you can imagine. Losing a child is something that you don't want people to go through, but, you know, it happens. But yes, Jared was 20 years old. He was between his freshman and sophomore year in college. The accident was his fault. He was driving too fast. He was with a group of 8 to 10 friends that night, and when we found out about it, we had to drive from Omaha to Des Moines, which took 2 hours. And we went to the emergency room in the hospital, and lo and behold, all the friends he was with that night were there in the emergency room. And we gathered, and they were devastated, as you can imagine. So my wife and I, Marty, we gathered around Jared's body, and we held hands. And we said the Lord's Prayer, and I looked at each one of those individuals that were with him that night, and I said, you know, we want you to know one thing. We don't blame any of you for what happened to Jared tonight. We taught Jared to be accountable for his own actions, and he took the rap for this one. And in retrospect, that's one of the best things we could do, because as I mentioned earlier, Rick, a lot of times people, when they go through adversity, the first reaction is, who can I blame for this?
Yes.
And that, and that had to be just almost unconscionable that I did that. I'm glad I did. But that was quite an experience.
So difficult to go through, and you share that to help so many others that are going through similar circumstances. Mo Russell talking about his book, Take the High Road to Personal Accountability. In the book, you talk a lot about your father and what he taught you about life. Let's talk a little bit about that. Here's someone, a family farm, I'm sure you learned a lot from him about personal responsibility, about hard work, about putting in effort. What were some of the lessons, life lessons, that probably stay with you today from your father?
One, Rick, that it's almost a funny experience. My mother and I milked a herd of registered Jerseys, and my father did other chores on the farm along with my brothers. And I was teaching a new heifer how to accept the mechanical milking machine, and she kicked it in the gutter, and I was not very kind to her, yelling at her. And my father happened to be walking by the barn door. And I'll never forget his comment. He said, Morris, that was my given name. I picked up Mo as a nickname when I went to college. But he said, Morris, I want to tell you something. Every cow in this barn is a lady. I want you to treat them like one. And that was a kind of a almost humorous experience.
Yes.
I sure learned something. So. But yes, my father was an excellent role model and really impacted my character. And I think that's important for parents to realize how impressionable their children are when they're growing up and how important it is to provide examples of character and integrity so that they can grow and become the kind of people they want to be.
And there's an experience from decades ago that you're describing like it happened yesterday. So it's a vivid experience that stays in forefront in your mind. You've got a chapter in the book, the Czech experience. I talked about your background in international consulting. Talk about what you learned from the Czech experience.
Yes. Well, to preface my comments, Rick, I want to point out that oftentimes I ask in my speaking engagements, the audience, when did the Berlin Wall fall? And very few people can tell me. It was November 9th, 1989. And that was an event that changed the world. And so I was there in Czechoslovakia 3 years later in 1992. It was on a consulting experience. And I met two individuals. Their age is important to my story. The first individual I met was a 42-year-old gynecologist. We were having a beer in a bar in Prague 1, and he was there, and I met him. And it was a very interesting experience. And I asked him, I said, how much money do you make as a gynecologist? And he said, $400 a month, U.S. I said, I said, what's a cab driver make in Prague? And he said, $400 a month, U.S. And so I never forgot that. Later on he worked till about 2:30 every day, and he spent most of the rest of the day in the pub. And later on in the consulting experience, I met a 56-year-old gentleman. His age is important to my story. And he was an administrator in a drug rehabilitation center in Prague. However, he was born and raised on a dairy farm about 75 kilometers north of Prague. And when he was 12 years old, the communists came and took over his family's dairy farm. And I said, what did they leave you? And he took his keys and change out of his pocket, and his hands were trembling. And he said, Mo, they even took this. Well, in the 3 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall, he had acquired the deed back to that family dairy farm. He had purchased a herd of purebred Guernsey bred heifers. He had retrofitted the dairy parlor, and he was going about an objective to reestablish that dairy farm like a heat-seeking missile. And what I learned in comparing what that 56-year-old gentleman was doing compared to the 42-year-old gynecologist is the 42-year-old was born into the communist system. And the other gentleman wasn't. And the impression that made and what I learned through that experience is how fortunate we are in America to be able to live and work and function in a free enterprise society. Under the communist regime, those people didn't have that. And they do now. And I never forgot that experience.
You know, it's fascinating. Just one of the many stories that you'll read in Take the High Road to Personal Accountability by Mo Russell, our guest on the program, book available at Amazon, the usual places. And it puts in perspective some of the things that we take for granted here when you see through through a different prism. And that's just one of the experiences in reading the book. A few minutes left in the program. You mentioned your wife, Marty, before. I want to talk about that. It's interesting, her role, beside every successful man, there's a spouse that's there helping. Talk about the impact that she's had on your career.
Well, in the mid-80s, I was enthralled in the farm crisis, so I was overwhelmed, somewhat overwhelmed by work. And our son, Jared, who commented about, he was in sixth grade, and he was struggling with his studies and with his schoolwork. And the school personnel said, you know, we think your son has a attention deficit disorder, and his handwriting is terrible, so we think he has manual dexterity problems. And Marty and I said, whoa, he's a very accomplished drummer, and it takes good manual dexterity do that. And he loves to build things with Legos, and he'll do that for hours and hours. And so I really don't believe he's got manual dexterities or attention deficit disorder. And what Marty did is she spent hours and hours for an entire year working with Jared, and he overcame his problems with his schoolwork and was a excellent student for the remainder of his middle grade years and into high school. And what I learned from Marty is don't ever give up on people, and it'll pay off in the long run.
Well, it certainly did in that case. A minute or so left in the program. Mo Russell, our guest, talking about the book, Take the High Road to Personal Accountability. What additional advice would you share with our guest here at the end, and maybe some of the main points you want people to take away after reading your book?
Additional advice I would provide, Rick, is if you like what you've heard this morning, buy the book. If you don't like it, read someone else's. And I've got an example of one. It's called The Adversity Paradox. It's written by J. Barry Griswell and Bob Jennings. And it's a story about many, many people who overcame very significant adversity in their life. And they addressed it and moved through it and resulted in accomplishing great things in their life. And it's very inspirational.
Well, you've got that book and, of course, Mo's book. And as I said, this is a great addition to the library for you and other family members. And refer to it, go back to it from time to time as situations present themselves. It's a very simple read, and it's loaded with great information. What are you working on now? Do you have another book that you're working on?
Not immediately, but it was a great experience. Writing this book, and yes, someday I may write another one. Not sure what it'll be about, but I haven't ruled that out, Rick.
Well, you have done an excellent job with this book. I want to take a minute here, and not nearly enough time, but talk about farming today. And boy, you read so many stories and how difficult it is dealing with all sorts of fluctuations in the world economy, climate change, that type of thing. How challenging is it now to own and operate a successful farm?
It's very challenging, Rick, and getting started is very difficult, but I've, in my career, consulting career, I've helped many young men and women start farming with very, very little resources. And if you follow good business acumen principles, it can be accomplished. But it is a very challenging business dealing with weather, adversities, and other challenges, but it can be done.
You see, and you look at people who were involved in agriculture and grew up with friends, young people who worked in the family farm much as you did, and it's like you're a laborer, you're a scientist, you're an accountant, you're a meteorologist, all of that rolled into one so that we have the food that we need when we go to the store. It's I wish I had more time to talk about that, and possibly we could do that on another occasion. But, Mo, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Time's gone by way too quickly. Mo's book is Take the High Road to Personal Accountability, Incorporating Self-Responsibility, Character, and Integrity into Your Life. You'll find the book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. You can click onto our website to get more information.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.